from the top of Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Sapphire to gray, every bird around a thorn right out of sight. It was broad day, but it looked like midnight. The benches dance a supernatural dressage, everyone anticipating your barrage. They told me to board up the door. doors and all the glass. Told me to run for cover, wait for it to pass.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
To the family cat. happened to the family cat? What 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 happened to the family cat?
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Please go on. Pure Phase Radio, Mondays 8 to 10, featuring The Dill.
What's up?
And Tom Flood.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. All right, it's the yin and the yang. It's like, you're really cool, and I'm just like, whatever.
On the Hawk, 101.5 FM.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Ah. cares about it.
Let me show you what I know to be true, cause I care. If I'm got it, girl, I got it. If it's you, my hand.
Trust me, y'all.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
We'll be right back. but I couldn't get past the weather. But it was good to see you together on our couch of seafoam green. All our secrets safe with our she didn't know what to say. I said I wouldn't keep her. I said down from one from the receiver and my phone dial tone. And you were outside smoking, standing out in the snow. I've been around asking like I don't already know.
T-minus 10 seconds.
From the top of Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
That a person can take. Too much abuse and somebody you break. I took a pill and I hopped on a plane, and I'm never looking back again. 'Cause I am on a strike against my body and mind. What once was pain is now pleasure of mine. Everybody's so quick to stand up and say you gotta try to stay together, but then gotta ask yourself, is this really what I wanted? Everybody's so quick to sit you down and say you try to.
Sometimes I hate to think that I exist inside of other people's heads. To think that there are non-consensual perceptions of me that I had scarcely any control of fashioning. I am shaped by their past. Light shining forth from every mother's womb into that of the earth, which is a different tone for everybody, and casts their life ethereally, accordingly to the hue that this ray has taken. Camus wrote that we exist as these dichotomies, who we believe ourselves to be, and what we are perceived as. The latter reminds me of the fruit, whose beginning and whose end is forgotten, because people only fair attention to its ripening, when it is ready for the taking, presented prettily and perfectly, when it's at its most fruitful, so to speak, when you can get the most from it. But do you know what a lime tree looks like in the spring? Have you ever thought about the juxtaposition of the apple pit and the plastic bag? Does it make you feel anything? Sometimes I hate to think that I make other people feel, that my mother has shed tears for me. I remember some nights ago rolling a spliff, mind trance-like rambling. I saw her hands in my own and recognized her voice in mine. Sometimes I wonder if I'm easy to forget. My hands, my words. Whenever it so happens that I catch a stranger's gaze on the street, I try my best to smile, and I dreamily wonder whether they too feel rapture from ephemeral connections. I like to linger on the impressions of those to whom I exist merely as a body cloaked in thought. Abstracted mind, earbuds spewing indeterminacy, kicking salt-stained boots forth, trying not to slip on ice, they'll remember me so simply, so simply. As I remember them, as I've invented them. Isn't it strange that we can fall in love with the idea of someone? Isn't it strange that everyone you know, you don't really know, you've painted a picture of them in your head, Picasso-like fragments of reality, and everyone you know exists differently to everyone else, like Schrodinger's cat. Do I exist if you can't see me? Is it really me that you'll remember then? I think that in order to know someone, you must have seen them all alone, or have some notion of that rawness. When they're waking, stretching, dancing, in the morning, truthful, still naked, still dazed in dreams, while coffee coats their singing tongue. Rising sun paints them for who they are.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Completely, you sly, you slick, you seem to get the game. My patience is running.